Yo, what up, what up, what up? It's your boy, the Cypher, the man, the myth, the legend, and welcome to another installment of the Cypher's Why What and How, a podcast where I get to break down my thoughts and views on pop culture, the entertainment industry, and I get to critique what's been hip and happening on the social media circles. And today, I'd like to break down why Nash TV conned a whole industry. So, somebody leaked a Nash TV contract, and that contract is trash. Probably the trashiest contract anyone can sign. It has words that sounds like somebody is signing a slavery contract. That contract should never be signed by any person who's sane. And that contract has literally made them the biggest con artist in any music industry. So let me break it down for you. Nash TV just conned a whole industry, and here's why. But before I get into this, I would like to say that Brian Willis is right. Who in the world signs such a contract? Like, how dumb do you have to be to sign such a contract? It clearly says infinity, no royalties. Like, you are just going there to give them content and your song for life, for nothing. In other countries, people usually sign contracts like this when they go under record labels. And these record labels pay artists advances for them to produce the content and the songs when they are under the record label, or the music under the record label is an asset of the record label, but they give you the money to produce and create the content for the record label. Nash TV didn't provide anyone with the money to make the songs, and you just go there, you use your own money to record the song, because that's the most important part. Marketing the song is not worth signing off your song for life. It has never been. Unless Nash TV provided the artist the resources for them to record the song. But in a lot of cases, they haven't. They have not given anyone money to record their own song. So you record your song, you go to Nash TV, they make you sign such a trashy contract, the trashiest contract on planet Earth. You sign it and you give them your song for life, the song that you used your own money to record. They are not even a record label, but they now own the biggest musical catalog in Zimbabwe. Lil Wayne sold his past songs for like 250 million. Imagine if the industry improves, what Nash TV can do with such a catalog. To top it off, they have $0 invested in such a catalog, except for them shooting you a fancy video and paying the producers that do their rhythms. Apart from that, these artists are just recording music to give to Nash TV, and Nash TV has a very huge catalog of music they didn't even pay for. And these artists are being paid with exposure. You are being exposed to slavery, my guy. Don't sign that contract. I think artists in Zimbabwe deserve better. This is just proof that people really think artists are trash. People really don't value what musicians do. People really use words like "tokupushira" to exploit you. I mean, like, you can push your channel, get the 50 views per video, work towards creating a bigger platform for yourself. I don't see any problem with that. Work towards building your own platform. If you don't want to be exploited, now your best song is stuck on Nash TV. You can't get it. It can be used for any advert whatsoever. And you don't have a voice to claim that song. And that song is so valuable because it's a hit. And it can be reproduced by Nash TV only. You can't reproduce that song to like use it for adverts and commercials. Only Nash TV can grant you the right to do so. But you drop the song on Nash TV for Mahala. They really like played. Well played, like, yeah, man. Yo niggas got played. We got played. Nash TV just played everyone. If you don't understand how valuable music is, I need you to like do a research on the American music industry. They even kill artists if they start claiming their own music. You dig? A lot of artists died for their music because they were claiming their masters. You think American artists are crazy that they go over and about claiming their masters? Like, but those guys are even paid to record those songs. Those guys get advances. They get like millions and millions of dollars to be under a label. They get advances, so they have to pay back that money. Soon as you pay back that money, you get your masters. But some people die for their masters because that music is so valuable. You dig? You think a Hello Ngwari or a Fadza Mtengi is going to be a thing of the past or Zatopera? No, people are going to stream that song for life. It's going to get more streams and more streams and more streams because it's an instant hit, it's a classic. You dig? Like what we do to songs from back then, we still listen to them. So Nash TV owning rights to such songs and hits and such marvelous voices is the biggest scheme ever done in the Zimbabwean music industry, and something has to be done about this. Where is Zimura when things like this are happening? Nowhere to be found. So yeah, Nash TV just conned us, and that's that. That's all I had for this episode. Thank you for listening. Catch me on the next episode. It's your boy The Cypher signing out.